Hi, David here. Welcome back to ASIC's Movement for Mind, Week 4, Session 2 with Dominique. A little like last time, she'll be taking the beginning and the end of the session. So if you'd prefer to find a more private place to begin the warm-up and enjoy Dominique's first set of movements, you can do that now. Again, we'll be heading out for another short movement session after that, and then finishing the week with Dominique's final section. You might want to sit down for her activities, so bear that in mind. If you need to pause to get ready, feel free to do that now. Okay, we'll run through our gentle stretching and tension release warm-up again today, the same moves we practiced last session, so let's get started. Remember the cross-country skiing exercise? All right. So stand with your feet hip-width apart. Raise your arms straight above your head. Palms facing each other. Now in one motion, you're going to let your arms swing forward while at the same time bending your knees. Again, just as if you were cross-country skiing using ski poles. So, your arms are dropping forward and down as you bend your knees, and arms keep going all the way back behind your body. Knees are bent almost as if you were about to sit down. But keep your back straight. And from here, let your arms swing forward and up. And with that motion, come back up to standing. Great. Now remember that I mentioned you can let your arms be like pendulums and just follow their motion by dropping your arms and then bending your knees, then coming back up to standing. All right, so do two more of these at your own pace. And if you're done before I check back in, you can use that moment to breathe. Go. All right. So we're going to do one last exercise. This time, stand with your feet a little bit wider than hip width apart. Put your hands on your hips. And from here, tilt forward at the waist, and as I mentioned last time, keep your knees slightly bent, don't lock them, back is straight, neck is relaxed, and engage your core, and tilt forward until you feel a stretch in the hamstrings. Once you do, just come back up again. With your right hand, reach over your head and to the left. Remember the classic picking apples? And as you're leaning to one side, you should feel a stretch along the opposite. And come back to a straight position. Put your hand back on your hip. And do the same motion with your left hand. Reach up and over your head and to the right. Feel the stretch. Breathe. And come back to a straight position. Put your hand back on your hip and repeat this 2 times. Come back to a straight position and put your hand back on your hip. Okay, let's do that 1 more time. Again, you tilt forward at the waist until you feel a stretch in the hamstring. Keep the knees slightly bent. Come back up. And pick apples or fruit of your choice on the opposite sides of your head. Great. Okay. So now find a space where you're comfortable and free to move on the spot, just like last time, and I'll hand you over to Dominique.
Hi there, it's Dominique, and I'm so happy to be back with you today. During our first session together, we learned simple ways to connect to our bodies, to let go of tension and instantly relax. Hopefully, you've had a chance to practice since, as the more you practice, the deeper and the more transformative your experience through sophrology becomes. I hope you now have found a safe space to stand and move for a moment. So let's carry on with our exercises. I will guide you. To start, let's simply be attentive to the sensations and perceptions we experience as we move. Let's remember to notice what we feel with as little judgment as possible, just keeping an open mind. Start by interlacing the fingers and bring both arms above your head, your palms facing up, like if you're pushing the sky up and away. Now inhale and stretch your body up. When you're ready, exhale. And as you exhale, flex your body forward and let your neck, arms and head float down. Now stay in this flexed position for a few moments, giving your back a nice stretch and relaxing as much as possible. Now very slowly come up, starting from your hips and then letting your vertebrae one by one bring you to a standing position. Slowly, perhaps bending your knees a little. Now, as you stand again, I'm inviting you to close your eyes if possible. If not, don't worry, you can relax with eyes open too. Let's take a moment to feel the presence of the body standing vertically and observe the movement of the breath. Today, we're going to choose an intention that we'll use throughout the session. So think about something you'd like to focus on today. What do you think you need right now? Is it energy you would like to stimulate? Perhaps you'd like to find enjoyment or confidence, or simply presence, being here in the present moment. Combining movement, breathing, and intention is a very powerful way to inform your entire consciousness towards a new state of well-being. So let me show you a simple exercise to do exactly that, as well as instantly balancing mind and body through the breath. Let's bring both hands on top of each other on the heart region, placing your right hand, then your left hand resting flat over the center of your chest. Do you have your word in mind? Think about that positive word or intention for yourself, and in a moment, we'll be using that word again. Now, slowly inhale through the nose, and on your exhale, blow air through your mouth as you slowly bend forward and release your arms and hands towards the floor. On your next inhale, slowly bring yourself up again, bringing your hands back to the heart center. And on your exhale through the mouth, slowly lift both arms above your head, opening your whole upper body to the universe. On your next inhale, bring your hands down, back to the heart. And now, on your exhale, slowly bend forward again to the floor, releasing your arms as before. And it continues exactly the same. Inhale and come up, bringing your hands on your heart. On your exhale, open your arms up towards the sky like a big tree. Now find your own rhythm with this, synchronizing your movement and your breath. Great. Now on your next inhale, you can use your chosen word. Have it ready in your mind and say it to yourself as you bring your hands to the heart center. Now just continue at the pace that suits your breath, maybe slower, maybe faster, synchronizing that positive intention with the movements and the breath. Exhale as you come down to the floor. Inhale as you go back to the heart center. Exhale as you lift your arms up and open your chest. Inhale your intention, your positive word, as you bring your arms to the heart again. Just carry on mindfully. This then becomes a moving meditation on that specific intention of your choice. In a moment, David is going to help you reinforce that intention whilst you move. But for now, let's do two more cycles. Exhale as you come down to the floor. Inhale as you go back to the heart center. Exhale as you lift your arms. Inhale your intention as you bring your arms down to the heart. Try to finish with the hands on your heart and then relax your arms down and take a moment of pause. Let's notice the connection of the feet to the floor and the verticality of your body, keeping in mind that positive intention you've invited into this session today. And prepare to open your eyes again. How do you feel right now? Our friend David will now guide you through the next part of the program. Enjoy and speak later.
Thanks, Dominique. Okay, we've got time for another short movement session today. And again, we're going to use some simple visualization as we move. If you need a moment to get outside or just to ready yourself, hit pause and I'll wait for you. Okay. Good to go? Great. Let's get moving in gear one to begin with. Today, I'd like you to use that intention you worked on with Dominique. It may be that you're feeling a little stressed or anxious right now, so you decided you'd like to feel really relaxed and calm. Or maybe you're tired and want to boost your energy levels a little. Whatever the intention was before, let's take that and carry it through this part of the session. Increase your walking pace to gear two, easy walk. Don't worry if you're not feeling your intention fully yet. We're going to see if just by moving in a certain way, we can bring those feelings to life. So let's move up into gear three. Still nice and easy. Do you remember last week how Rose showed you the way you move can make a difference to your mind? How the body and mind are connected in ways we don't always think about? Well, we're going to explore that a little more now. As you move into gear three, grab that intention from earlier. Perhaps it was joy or energy, or maybe you went with presence, just to bring you more closely into the moment. Whatever it was, for the next few steps, just let the word repeat in your head as you move. Let the word find its own rhythm. Don't shout it. Just have it there. Okay? Of course, other thoughts will intrude, and that's completely fine. But just notice them and go back to your word. Now, for a few moments, let's just let the word guide our movements. If your word is joy, walk with joy in whatever gear you choose. This is a little bit like acting. I want you to become your word. Really get into character here. Find the gear that matches your intention. It may be a little faster than before. Use your arms and legs to spread the word throughout your body. If you're trying to be present, become aware of your body, how your feet land on the ground. Maybe your intention is to be calm or peaceful. Let yourself discover how that word feels as you move. And you can keep saying the word in your head if it helps. Use it like a mantra to guide your movements. I'm going to hand you back to Dominique in a moment, so let's begin to slow things down a little. If you're in a higher gear, drop into gear 2. Easy walk. You can allow your mind to let go of the word now. No need to think of anything in particular as we slow down into an easy walk. So, did you notice how the intention and your movements intertwine with each other? How body and mind became one? Great. Let's get into our gear 1 and get ourselves ready for a short stretch ahead. Okay, let's get into our gear 1 now as we get ourselves ready for a short stretch ahead of Dominique's final session. You may want to head back to your original spot, maybe at home or in a nice quiet place outside. If you need to pause, as always, feel free to do that now. All right, so for this cool down, we're going to do 2 exercises, and they're the same as from last session. So start with standing with your feet quite wide apart, and place your hands on your hips. And from here, you're going to bend your right knee. You're going to keep the left leg straight, both feet planted to the ground. It'll be almost as if you were sitting down, but over your right leg. As you come further down, you will naturally fold forward. Just keep your back straight and the neck relaxed. And you should feel a stretch inside your left thigh. And only come down as low as it feels comfortable. Got the stretch? Good. Now switch over to the other side, bending the left knee straightening out the right leg, both feet planted to the ground, only come down as low as it feels comfortable. Feel that stretch on the inside of your right thigh. Great. Come back up and repeat this one more time. Bending the right knee, straightening out the left leg. And remember to breathe. Feel the stretch. And switch over to the other side. See if you can look straight ahead. And keep breathing, even though you're focusing. Feel the stretch. And come back up. Great. So, we're moving on to the next exercise. And here you can keep that wide stance. And place your hands on the side of your thighs. Now remember, start by sliding the right hand down the side of your leg and let your upper body follow. Your left arm comes swooping up over your head. It should give a good stretch down the left side of your body and breathe. And come back up for the other side. Let your left hand slide down the leg while the right arm comes swooping over your head. Keep breathing. Only go as far as it feels comfortable. Full deep breaths. And come up to center. And just two deep breaths. All right, I'll hand you back to Dominique to finish off the session.
Thanks, David. Welcome back to your sophrology space. In today's last part of our session, we're going to carry on empowering body and mind. Earlier, we have started to explore how we can set a positive intention using a word. You've been moving with David and really integrating the word and intention into your movements. We're going to finish with some visualizations now that will help you to make your connection to your intention even stronger. So let's continue with that word of your choice and learn how we can work towards manifesting these intentions. I'm inviting you to sit comfortably with your feet touching the floor and your back resting against its support. Let's close the eyes and simply focus onto the presence of your body, acknowledging how it feels in this moment. As you sit here and now, sense the presence of your entire body. Its breath, its aliveness, and invite it to relax. Now let's focus our attention on the head and face. We're going to do a slow rotation movement of the head towards the left and right and left. I will guide you through every step, as we will do this whilst holding the breath. There's no need to hold the breath for long. It needs to feel comfortable at all times. This will oxygenate and relax your body, help you focus and notice even more closely any sensations, especially in the head, face and neck regions. To begin, slowly exhale with your mouth to empty your lungs. Now slowly inhale with your nose. When your lungs are full, hold your breath. And now simply rotate your head from right to left and left to right, slowly and noticing what you feel. Feel free to exhale through your mouth when you need to. And then pause. Just relax now. As you pause, welcome sensation without judgment. Let's repeat. Exhale with your mouth. When you're ready, inhale with your nose. When your lungs are full, hold your breath and simply rotate your head until you feel you need to exhale again. Now let's relax fully again, noticing where the body is in contact with the seat or with the floor. To finish our session today, let's invite your positive word. It might be the same as before or a new one that comes up. A word like calm, vitality, joy, success, love, or whatever presents itself in this moment as you focus. Now, inspired by your word, see if you can create on your inner screen an image of yourself in your daily life, fully embodying that positive resource. Try to make this representation as positive as possible. Even if it's far from how you feel right now. Where would you be? Just try to imagine that. What would you be doing, perhaps? Is there someone or something with you on this positive image of you fully embodying your chosen word? Take your time. How does it feel to already enjoy that new state? Perhaps there's a sensation or a positive emotion arising in your body. Now, just let go of that image and pause again for a moment. Now remember where you are, feeling the weight and presence of your body where you sit, and slowly come to a usual state of awareness. You can stretch, move or breathe more deeply so you feel ready to open your eyes again. If you are struggling with visualization, do not worry. It will come with repetition. And what is important is to cultivate those intentions one way or another. It is a powerful step towards crafting the life you want and unlocking your full potential. It's only through repetition that your brain can rewire and empower you to live life in your own unique way. Enjoy the next step of your journey and thank you for practicing with me.
Thanks, Dominique. Remember, you can find out more about sophrology on the ASICS Movement for Mind website. Next week, we'll be learning how our movement can help us connect to the natural world. See you then.